This morning, Cheryl Weiser of the Cascade Harvest Coalition joined me in our studios, and she told me all about what's in season during this season of The Witch.
We've got pumpkins, big, small, and every size in between.
And I understand that at the farmers markets, you can find all kinds of varieties of pumpkins. But if you really want to kind of go deep with the pumpkin experience, what should you do?
You should go out to a farm. And we've got lots of great pumpkin patches throughout Puget Sound. And at farmers markets, you can definitely find, you know, some lovely, good eating pumpkins like Cinderella's and sugar pie pumpkins. But you'll also find those out at the farm. So you really want to get out there and get out to the pumpkin patches that are happening at all the farms.
If you're going to head out to a farm, to a pumpkin patch, what should you be thinking about? What kind of preparations should you be making?
First, I would suggest starting with a little bit of research. So decide what kind of experience you want. So you can, you know, go for something that's a little bit more mellow, or you could go for something that has a lot of bells and whistles. So you've got your pumpkin patches, you've got corn mazes, and then, you know, check out and see what's going on at that particular farm and what their hours are and everything like that. And then you want to dress appropriately. So we leave the high heels at home and remember that you're going to a farm and that we have mud and corn stalks and things that are, you're literally going to be walking in the fields searching for your pumpkin. So you want to wear good shoes, you want to dress appropriately for the weather, and you want to leave the pets at home.
So we're talking about like rain boots and easy to wash clothing. Yes,
absolutely. And you know, something about easy to wash clothing is also, you know, it's okay, the kids are going to have a great time on the farm, and part of that experience is for them, they're going to be getting mucky and having a really good time. And and so you want to pick a farm experience that will be appropriate for them age-wise. So if they're, you know, comfortable with tons of people and tons of activity, then, you know, you can go pick a farm that is, you know, that has larger activities like that.
We talked a little bit about pumpkins you decorate versus pumpkins you eat.
Right.
If you go to a farm, are you going to be able to buy edible pumpkins?
Yes, you can. And actually, you know, there's a lot of you know, our pumpkin patches like Sarah's or Bob's Corn or the farm at Swan's Trail or Stalker, whatever, they grow a lot of varieties of pumpkins. And so they're growing for, you know, all kinds of likes. Dr. Mays in Redmond, he has these beautiful white pumpkins that are good for eating. And so part of it is when you go, you know, talk to them about what you're looking for. And then also Bob Ritchie at Bob's Corn was telling me about blue pumpkins and pink pumpkins. And that's something that the farmers are getting into more. So blue pumpkins are really white, or I'm sorry, they're blue Australian squash, and you can eat them. Pink pumpkins actually are also edible as well. One thing about picking a pumpkin, you want to make sure the stem is intact. And that's really key. And when you're picking up a pumpkin, don't pick up from the stem, pick up from the bottom. So because if you don't have a stem on a pumpkin, that's as good as having a smashed pumpkin. And I would say that most of our farmers also, they're growing varieties that have really strong stems. And so that makes the case, again, for going out to the farm. And you're seeing farmers that specialize in growing pumpkins.
Are things happening with pumpkins at these farms besides just people being able to go out and choose pumpkins to buy? Are there other pumpkin activities, I guess?
Oh, there's tons of pumpkin activities. This is the time of year when pumpkin farmers, obviously, if you're growing pumpkins, I mean, they want to have fun just as much as they want you to have fun. So, for example, at Pika Farms, they have a pumpkin slingshot. And so, at Stalker Farms, they have a pumpkin cannon. At Sarah's Farm, actually has duck races. So these really cool rubber ducks that the kids can push through these kind of like these plastic chutes. Dr. Mays has a piggy maze and tunnels of hops. It's really fun. I think Stalker has the human hamster wheel. So they really get into just a lot of great activities. Remlinger has an antique steam train and a pumpkin ride. So it's just tons of fun to get out there.
Tell me a little bit more about what's happening with corn mazes in these farms.
Okay, so corn mazes are, you can go from big to small and everything in between. So, for example, the farm at Swan's Trail has, it's very famous. They have this 12-acre corn maze. It's a Washington State map. Dr. Mays, he has a couple of corn mazes. And Roger used to be an astrophysicist, so his corn mazes are very intricate and they're interesting and they're really great for kids. He has like four little mini corn mazes in a, you know, in a larger corn maze. Some of the farms do nighttime corn mazes where you can go through with a flashlight. And so what you're doing is you're going through these mazes and they have clues and they're really fun. And so, you know, you bring friends and you hold hands and there's nothing to be scared of. And you just go on a beautiful fall day and they're just great fun.
That was Cheryl Weiser of the Cascade Harvest Coalition. She's a regular here on The Record, often joining us to help navigate what's fresh and where to get it.